Welcome to Students in Pain Programs with Yiwei Chong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Chong. Dr. Chong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Chong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can not only treat pain, fatigue, and depression, but also the flu, infections, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, emotional problems, and even cancer without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. In the past, we have been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. Now, this may seem incredible that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder. Yet Dr. Chong is able to cure nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Chong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Today's guests include a mother and daughter who have been battling depression, severe depression, with no help from antidepressants, and a returning patient who suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome for over 10 years and has been totally free of symptoms for over 2 years. Don't miss these exciting cases. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. We update the radio show weekly, and now you can search for Western Diagnoses by clicking on the radio index. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Chong, I think our first guest is on the line. Should we just get right to her?
Sure.
Okay. Good morning, Janet.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us on our show today.
Oh, what to?
Okay. Let's talk about Stephanie first, your daughter.
Okay. Stephanie is 21-year-old college-age student, and she's been depressed approximately 4 years. I think it actually started at the end of her junior year in high school, and it was a gradual thing that we didn't know it was upon us, and it just got progressively worse with episodes of periodically crying episodes that came on at night.
Okay.
And that was very, very hard as a parent to have to see her suffer so like that. And
what do you think was the cause of it?
Oh, just, I think a lot, the teenage years, and then just a certain deception she'd had with friends and so forth.
Right, caused
it. And so eventually I took her to the doctor. We're with an HMO, and of course they didn't bother to really test her or find out if there was any physical cause for it. They just wrote out a prescription for Prozac.
Okay.
And for, you know, immediately, maybe it was psychological, she felt like for a week or so she felt better, but then after that there was no progress whatsoever. So she stopped that after about 2 months. And then at another time, she went to the counselor at her school, and the counselor recommended that she see the school psychiatrist. So she went to him, and he diagnosed her as severely depressed, and he prescribed Celexa. And he said that he could not help her with any sessions because basically she had no issues depressing her. So that was devastating for her.
Because they said there's nothing wrong with her.
Well, he admitted that she was severely depressed, but yet he felt like because she didn't have some huge issues, like she had been raped or something of that nature, that he couldn't help her. So again, we felt like someone in the medical field had let us down, and we were turning in every direction, and it was very hard. I had friends saying, oh, you've got to get your daughter on antidepressants. It's too dangerous. Something could happen. And I'm completely against that because it's helping for the moment, but to take that for the rest of your life and suffer maybe kidney and liver damage, it was depressing for me to see this going on.
So it affected you as well.
Oh, terribly.
Mm-hmm. And you have much better insight than your friends.
Anyway, then one time Stephanie had a very bad episode. Again, it was at night. And so I decided that we had to do something.
Did you call a hotline, I understand?
Yes, they did. I called a crisis hotline. And this, we had a lady that was, that she was a registered nurse or had been one. And so Stephanie was locked in the bathroom, and I begged her to please open the door and talk to this lady, and she didn't want to. She was on the floor, and she was crying and miserable. So I finally got her to unlock the door, and I held the phone up to her ear. She talked to the lady, and I felt like maybe she was becoming a little bit more calm. And then the lady wanted to know why she was crying and locked in the bathroom. And she said, because I'm fat and I'm ugly.
She
said, how much do you weigh? And she told her, and she said, well, yes, you are fat.
She is really not. She's pretty.
And
no
so,
kidding. That's
I mean,
truth.
She just literally freaked out. She screamed. She threw the phone across the room. She that was the last resort. I just thought, I've turned everywhere. I've done everything. Is there no one out there? And plus, I was praying all the time. So I had seen a little ad in the register from Dr. Tong that I had clipped out, and I had put it on my nightstand, and it stayed there for a while, and then I thought, well,
yes,
I go with him. I had a deal with Stephanie. The deal was that she would go to Dr. Tong, and if this didn't work, then I would allow her to go back on antidepressants, even though I was totally against them, and she was so for them. She thought, oh, this is wonderful. You know, I'm going to get happiness from a pill.
Exactly.
Both of you have good insight.
So we came to Dr. Tong, and I had reservations. I really did. I didn't know what I was getting into. I had called a friend's daughter that is in the medical field. She's a doctor herself, and I inquired about Dr. Tong, and she said that she had some patients, several patients that had been to him, and that they had had good results. So I felt a little bit better. But then when I got there, I still wasn't sure, and of course, Stephanie didn't skip and jump out of the office the first time either, you know, and you just don't know. And so when we were finished with the treatments, we just didn't talk about it. We wanted to wait and see, and we weren't sure, and so we just kind of had a silent agreement. Well, let's not talk about this. And, you know, we could tell she was better, but at the same time, I thought, well, you know, who's to say in 2 weeks from now, who's to say in a month, maybe she'll fall into this depression again. So we're very thrilled, we're very happy, and this was last August, and she's doing wonderful, and as a result of this, she has now gone on a diet, and before she couldn't.
She's had three treatment total. I think she didn't want to come back after the first one or something like that. Actually, she did not allow me to do some of the points in the first time. So the result was not as good as it would have been if I was able to do everything I wanted to.
Well, we were very pleased with the results, and when we talk about Dr. Tong, it's just awe. Total awe, because Stephanie will say, how did he do that?
Well,
it seemed like a miracle.
Then you come after she is a guinea pig, now you she try it, now talk about yourself.
Well, yes, now I'm receiving treatment as well, and because with all the stress and everything I've had, I found that I was depressed, and I was sleeping very poorly and all night long, throwing the covers on, putting them on all night long, this interrupted sleep. And when I finally mentioned that to Dr. Tong, he said, we'll take care of that, and from that night on, it was just a total difference. difference. And another thing, Dr. Tong, I would like to tell you that you're not aware of is that Stephanie had mentioned to you that she was terrified of spiders.
Oh.
And you had said, okay, we'll do something about that. And you did. I don't know what. And she is no longer scared of spiders.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, she was absolutely petrified. She could not stay in the room with the most minuscule spider.
No kidding.
And so, that's an added bonus.
Right.
Well, fantastic.
Good side effect.
We could put that diagnosis in on our website now.
Yes. And she has one of those fish that people buy now for good luck with the plant up at the top, you know, mm-hmm. they're Asian, I don't know if they're killfish or what, but she named him in honor of you. His name is King Tong.
Yes. Yeah. Name it King Tong.
Well, Janet, thanks for taking the time to share this with us. This is an incredible story. And Stephanie's doing well now?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. And as I said, in January, she started dieting seriously, mm-hmm. and she's lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
That's good.
And she's going to be hopefully the girl that she once was.
Oh, she will.
Oh.
She also took St. John's Wort. Did that help at all?
That did not help her. Mm-hmm. It might do something maybe for people mildly depressed, but mm-hmm. she was beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, thank you so much again, and good luck to you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for sharing the story.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, thank you.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you just missed that story, you can check it on the website. That was Janet talking about her 21-year-old daughter, Stephanie, who was in severe depression for 4 years. 3 treatments from Dr. Tong, and she is like herself again. Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to our next guest. I'm excited about this.
Yes.
Let's see. Hello, Bob?
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes, how are you?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You want to introduce Bob? Dr.
Yes, Bob is one of my kind of long-term patients back in when I was in Long Beach. And he was very, very, very healthy until maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yes.
And I remember you told me that your license plate was Living Life.
Still is.
But for the year that you suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome, that doesn't describe you at all. Can you tell us how it started in the beginning, how you were, and how you get sick?
I'm a project engineer, and maybe it's just my MO, but I give everything I have to both working and having fun, whatever it is.
Yes.
And was taking on more work than probably I should have, working a typical diet of about 55 to 60 hours a week.
Wow.
And eventually it just took its toll. I mean, I for many years had overrated my energy and it just conked out. After completing one project, I was sitting at my desk and finding myself falling asleep. My arrhythmia had gotten worse. Mm. It was I had ringing in the ears, my eyes were always sore, my throat was sore, I had...
digestive problems?
What's that?
Digestive,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I had that too,
and then you were afraid of cold, remember?
I mean, it's, as Dr. Tong would classify it, kind of an intolerance to cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got worse, and...
tell us how bad it was when you afraid of cold, because you weren't. How bad was your intolerance to cold?
Well, for instance, certain days I would go out for a motorcycle ride, and the chill of the ride would just be overwhelming.
Mm.
And I might catch a cold thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at least, and then other things. I mean, for instance, I used to be able to drink and dance forever.
Yes.
And it got to a point where even if I had a drink or two on a weekend, the following Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I could just barely concentrate. It was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very weak. I had a severe case of fibromyalgia, which means that my muscles were generally weak, and I couldn't do the things that I had wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a general weak body, per se.
So how many doctors have you seen? Did you see before you came to see me?
Well, I had, of course, started out with a heart specialist and gastroenterologist. And it was the latter who suggested that I might have chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He referred me to an internal specialist. Now, of course, there was the biggest letdown. I mean, this man was supposed to be one of the more revered people here in the South Bay, and he says, well, he says, the good news is you probably could have it. The bad news is there are no true diagnoses. Here's a book you can read about this, and
That's no good news. That was no good news.
No good news. And there is no true diagnosis on a blood test. There is no true cure, and to this day, there still is not. Though there is an awful lot written about the subject, recommending, of course, that you're going to have to get a lot more sleep. You're going to have to accept what your body is doing. You're going to have to get off of coffee and any alcohol, all sugars. In today's world, in our world, that's very impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, almost everything we eat is a refined sugar of some sort or other.
Right.
And
so how did you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it felt very bad. For one thing, I mean, for myself, where I had years and years of high energy, I felt like a truck hit me, and it was not comfortable. And then, lo and behold, my sister-in-law, who was in the sales business, had a client who claimed that he had a similar problem, and he had saw Dr. Tong. So she got the name and the whereabouts, which was in Long Beach, and I made a few phone calls, found him, and started seeing him. I think I was with you for about 5 years almost, right?
On and off.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
your most problem were much better the latter years we were treating your stress.
Oh, absolutely.
The stress associated with your job, your arrhythmia, GI problem.
Yes.
Those were much better in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you suffer from chronic fatigue before you came to see me?
About a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year only?
About a year only. Maybe a year and a half. It's a little foggy, but...
I thought it was much longer than that, because you told me that you had arrhythmia for quite a long time.
I've had arrhythmia for some time, but it was mild. And it just... it really eclipsed. And...
So actually, your problem started a long time ago, you know, because that's just mild, and then you get exacerbated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, of course, the good thing was that at least here I had some hope where I could go down there 2-3 times a week. I was living up in what's called the South Bay up in Lawndale, and I would travel an hour one way on those days, try to get off work early and go down to see Dr. Tong. And after about 3 or 4 months, I could really begin to tell some differences, and from there on, it was just a... kind of a progressive thing. If I had to put numbers to it, and I use this to describe it since I am an engineer, when I first came to see Dr. Tong, I would say that I was probably about a 40 over 100. And when I left him, I was somewhere about maybe 90 over 100.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, unfortunately, he's moved far away, and this is how
I... Only 15 more minutes. 20 minutes, that's all. Yeah. Yes.
So it was more difficult, you know, with all the traffic. Just really couldn't get to him.
The only reason why you still need my help is not from the chronic fatigue, from the stress. They dump so much work on you, and each time I remember 2-3 years ago, you keep complaining to me before I left about how much work, how much people they laid off, and all dumped the work on you.
they're continuing to lay off. I mean, one of my close associates that I work with, they just gave him the pink slip, and he's going to be out of there, which, of course, only puts more pressure on me because at least he could do some other work while I was, you know, painting to it. And we have a ridiculous thing because it's very hopeless. You have senior management that is trying to squeeze every last blood of profit out of the company to make what they call improved stockholder value.
So in spite of that, can you drink? Can you eat refined sugar now? Can you? Do you still have arrhythmia and GI problems?
It's gotten worse. Let's see. You and I haven't been able to see each other for about 3 years. And
yes.
Progressively increase from that point. My forearms are in such knots that it's very difficult sometimes for me to lift something. And
how about can you eat the things that you said, like?
Well, I've just now learned how to except that this, you know, this is not going to improve by itself, so I'm going to have to do everything I can. And yes, I drink far less, very sparingly. I watch what I eat a lot. And unfortunately, though, exercise would probably help, but when I get home at the end of the day, there are so many things to do even around the house, and I'm just generally so exhausted from work that you know, I just can't keep on going. So, you know, it's kind of like a cat trying to catch its tail. You know, you would like to go exercise, you know you should, but you're too tired to do it.
Yeah, so you are a lot worse than when I left you, because when I left you were doing well.
I was.
Yeah, you were doing well, and because of the abnormal lifestyle that we impose on ourselves, that had caused a problem. Actually, no, you should come back, and now I have learned how to use homeopathics, and that is really a very big help in energy. And so you don't have to get as many of my treatment totally, and putting on the supplement. I also use supplement now, the last 3 years that I learned how to use it and improve your energy, and also decrease the stress. I never missed it. Myself, before I do not take any vitamin at all, because I don't believe in taking vitamins, just supplements. So come back maybe even once a week for a few weeks, and you'll see a difference again.
Well, it's been nice talking to you again.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Hopefully we'll see you.
What's that?
Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Alright,
okay,
have a good weekend. Bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was a returning patient, Bob, who had suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome for a long time. He was doing well until he stopped seeing you, right, Dr. Tong?
Well, he was doing well at the time of seeing him, maybe once a week, once a month, or something like this. His arrhythmia had disappeared, GI problem disappeared. He did not have the chronic fatigue, still had some muscle soreness, but mild. But the last 3 years, because of the imposed increasing work over and over again, that I think he called back recently and tell me about his condition. So if we do not have an abnormal lifestyle, chronic fatigue syndrome can be cured. And just like Gil, we're going to get Gil back on.
It's our December 9th show. That's show number 12, I believe.
Yes, and he had chronic fatigue all his life. He no longer have it, and he comes to me maybe a couple times a month or once a month. Whenever gets stressed out. And so it is all this research that we're doing right now, it just waste of time.
Actually, there was an article in Newsweek, the April 9th issue. Why don't we talk about that? They're talking about pain pills, antidepressants such as OxyContin, Paxil, Xanax, and they're talking about the bad effects of it, the addiction. But they also said for most people, these drugs are a blessing. So what do you have to say about that, Dr. Tong?
Well, how can it be a blessing? Okay, you treat the symptom, you ignore the underlying disease, which along with the side effect of the drugs, which all drugs are side effects. The underlying disease and side effects just continue to rot the body.
Right.
It's like you got a water stain on the wall. Okay, is it a blessing just to paint over it? Or remove the wall? No. Okay, you just make it, make the patient, have a false belief that the underlying problem being taken care of. No. And in fact, there was another new study that shows that the St. John's Wort is not effective.
Right.
You know, because all these studies are all geared on symptoms, not on the patient. They don't know how to balance people.
Right.
Okay. And in fact, if St. John's Wort works, you should continue to take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work, it's better take that than take drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs has side effect and addiction potential.
Mm-hmm.
Natural stuff do not. Natural stuff belongs to the body.
Right.
It may not be strong enough to help you.
Right.
Drugs do not belong to the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting the wrong part to try to repair a computer system.
Right.
It most simply will not work.
And we've tested that a lot too, because the muscle testing we do, we will test different, sometimes patients will bring in, I remember Linda.
Yes.
Linda was on our, let's see which show she was on.
Yes.
Anyway, she wanted to go back on Prozac because for some reason, and she's like, well, oh, she's on our number 10 show,
yes.
November 18th. And she came over and she told me, she's like, well, you know, Linda, you just test this Prozac on me. And I tested on her and it made her so weak. She's on.
Yes.
And she knew that she didn't need it.
The muscle testing is really one of the most precise indication on whether this thing will help you
right.
or not.
Yeah,
and it makes you a lot weaker. I think don't
right.
most of drugs, almost all the drugs that we test, okay,
mm-hmm.
Even if you suppress high blood pressure and other symptoms, they make the patient weaker.
Yes, because it's not going to why, it's not solving why you have this problem.
That's right. So wake up and do not get misled by propaganda.
I actually tested Linda on St. John's Wort and it made her stronger, and she's been taking it, and she's under a lot of stress also. I think a lot of the problem
yes.
in today's society with people who are fatigued all the time is stress from work. Anyway, give us a call today for an appointment. If any of these stories sound familiar to you, 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2 o'clock, you will receive, 2 o'clock for an appointment, you will receive a free gift. You can choose between three different ones. When you get here, we can talk to you about that. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show. Listen to previous shows on our website, drtom.com, under the radio show hitting column in the left. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. The list is endless. Just click on the radio index, and you will find a list of Western diagnoses. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tom during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you will receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. There are three different gifts you can choose from: homeopathic remedy growth hormone stimulation, acute rescue for flu, and catapult speed for sugar craving. You can pick what you think you need. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. Have a great weekend.